Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager bringing you the Revisionist Report on this Tuesday, August 2nd. Yesterday, I was talking about totalitarianism. I was using examples of what goes on in Germany, how Germany functions in reality, and how free it is, or not. Today, I'd like to apply these standards to the United States and show how totalitarianism reveals itself in our so-called debt problem. I was going to talk more about Germany, in the sense of Germany being an occupied country still, but I now have a guest for tomorrow who will do this. He is another German blogger who will be speaking about life in Germany from his own personal experience. Last week, Kairos was here with us, and I hope that he will be back again. But now this is a different blogger, and I'm really looking forward to that tomorrow. I've been in contact with him. So we'll hold that off until tomorrow, and so I've kind of readjusted myself for today. But there are quite a few things to discuss today. Before I start on the U.S., though, there's a few items I'd like to tell you that I've been meaning to mention contributions to RBN. If you like my program, The Revisionist Report, and value the information I bring to you, which I couldn't bring you without the technical machinery and background producers who are making it possible here at RBN, please consider writing to John or Sandra Stottmiller and telling them that you like my program and include a donation to RBN. Those who contribute always get heard the most. That's just the way it works. So I might mention that every so often at the beginning of the program to remind you. Now, to one of my secret sources, and I say that with a laugh because I sometimes make a little fun of some of the people who always talk about their secret sources. They cannot say who they are, but we're supposed to believe in them. But I do have some secret sources of my own. And I received this morning a report on the NPD march in Wunsiedel by someone who participated in it. And this is on the up and up here, folks. You know, I talked about that yesterday. The National Democratic Party in Germany put on a march in Wunsiedel, but they actually in honor of or in protest of the wiping out of the Hess family grave there, the Rudolf Hess family grave, and they were not allowed to mention Rudolf Hess, so they did the march on the pretext that it was against immigration into Germany or something like that. So my correspondent writes to me thus: yes, it took place. I was there. More comrades were there than announced, but I personally did expect more. 300 comrades were there demonstrating. Of course, we were not allowed to mention Hess, and so it was seemingly just a general demo against the system. Of course, we all came because of Hess. There were only 250 antis who made their diversity actions, as usual. Wunsiedel has 9,500 inhabitants. It seems to me the Wunsiedler were not so much interested in the antis' diversity stuff, nonsense, but he says many of them even told us at the side of the street or along the sides of the street as they were marching by that they were shocked by the desecration of the grave too. The dead, one lets the dead rest, was the tenor of the people. Well, we're going to take a 3-minute break now for a few commercials, so we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and this is Carolyn Yeager. I've been telling you about, I was reading from this email I got from my German correspondent who wrote about the march in for Rudolf Hess in Wunsiedel. And as I just continue with that, he says the police, because their commanders are controlled by leftists, again tried to stop us by hours-long and harsh searches, as usual. But this rotten tactic will never stop us. We orderly marched through the streets and then gathered for some short speeches. He says, of course, they watched us like hawks, not to mention Hess in any way. Of course, as I said, that, you know, they were not allowed to make any reference to Hess whatsoever. So they are watching them to make. I imagine if somebody did, they would have rushed in and removed him from the group and held him, you know, away until the whole thing was over or something like that. Which is quite funny, my correspondent says, because the few articles and sound bites on TV by the prostitutes, he calls them, were all connected to Rudolf Hess. Well, meaning that there were a few articles, not many, not many. But a few little notices here and there in the press. And, of course, they mentioned that it's when they wrote about it, they mentioned Rudolf Hess quite a bit. So he says a negative point was again set by the Wunsiedel mayor, Carl Willy Beck, a supposed conservative of the CSU, the Bavarian Conservative Party, who compared us to Breivik and said that our demonstration there was an, quote, assault on democracy, unquote. Yeah, but his ordered desecration of the grave, police searches, sit-down blockades, prohibition to mention the reason for our demonstration is, of course, no assault on democracy. And he gives a smile sign. All in all, the demo was a success because it showed that we will never give in and there are still some decent Germans. Well, there you go. I'm glad to get that report from him. Now, I'm going to move on to a poll that I looked at this morning about a Pew poll, you know, P-E-W, Pew poll, on the debt talks and results and what the American people think about it. All right, you know how these polls are, but, you know, these Pew polls are pretty good. And it says the Pew numbers show, even though each party did great damage to itself, Republicans tended to blame Obama and Democrats to blame Boehner. The point of this was that we are in a we are in an oppositional crisis, you might say, in the United States, where people are going more and more to their own positions. And we're not growing more united. We're growing less united and more divisive. And I certainly agree with that. And there is no way. I mean, I know that I would not change my position. I was just reading to you from this German who said, you know, we will never stop. We will never, you know, there are those who say they will never give up what their beliefs are. And I feel the same way. You know, I have my beliefs, which I have considered carefully over years. This is not just something that, this is not even exactly what I grew up in. So, you know, and I have my reasons. And so I'm not going to, change because somebody wants me to. And I don't feel any reason to unite. You know, when you don't have a country that is united in some basic way, like with a certain amount of homogeneity, then you have no reason to give up your own convictions to unite with people who you feel are not your own true, well, I can even use the word comrades, or your own true brothers or brethren, or your own true people. So this is just the position I'd like to throw out there, because it's the way I'm feeling. And I do invite callers today because I have a pretty relaxed program. And so if you want to call in and give your opinion, give a comment, or if you have a question of me or anything, it's 1-800-313-9443. So I'll go on with this Pew poll, how the people are just kind of digging into their own positions. This article says, this suggests that the lesson for many Americans was from these debt talks, was to deepen their tribal partisan identities, not to reject them. Just what I've been saying. For example, 29% of Republicans said they had a more favorable view of Republicans in Congress after the ordeal, while only 19% had a less favorable view, and it was very similar with the Democrats. And the independents, predictably, now the independents were most interested in, rejected both parties, as I do, in both Obama and Boehner. By a margin of 38% to 13%, independents viewed Obama less favorably, but by an even greater margin, they viewed this Republican House leader Boehner less favorably. Well, we know that Americans see Congress in even a worse light than they do the presidency, whoever is holding the office of the president. They tend to blame Congress more. Now, here's my view on this. Why do they keep reelecting their congressmen? Well, because everybody seems to think that their own congressman is not too bad unless he's of the opposite party and they really don't like him. But the congressional districts also have been gerrymandered to make it a very clear majority of either Republican or Democrat in that district. And so, generally in any congressional district, it's always going to be a Republican or it's always going to be a Democrat. And so you don't have a real debate going on. And so if the majority of the people are Republicans, they're going to vote for the Republican, and you don't have much choice. And then you get these, your congressman talks to his own people, not too much in person, but now through the internet and emails and so on. And mass mailings and so on. And these people, we're convinced that our congressman is not doing too bad of a job. It's all the rest of them. you know. And so this is how this has all been engineered. And we don't, you know, it's like people have with their teachers. You always hear people complaining about the entire educational system, but they will invariably say that their school, that their children are going to, is a good school. And their teachers are good teachers, and their children are getting a good education, and so on and so forth, unless they're the disgruntled people who aren't feel like they're not getting enough. But this is it. But everywhere else it's bad. So, you know, this is a problem. I don't know what this problem is exactly, but I'm not going to talk about that particular problem today. As I continue, I've got a few minutes left to get into this debt crisis. You know, we say that the American people, the news has been that the American people are fed up. They don't like it. It didn't make a good impression on them, these talks. This whole week's long headlines in the news about the debt crisis and what they're doing about it, and they can't come together on it. But the whole thing leaves a bad taste, and it certainly leaves a bad taste with me because I think it's all a bunch of hooey. Anyway, now, in this was a pretty good article this morning by Reuters. Reuters is very Zionistic and world globalistic, but still you have to read, you know, find what you want in it. But they have a rather critical article here, and it is it says that the immediate crisis, this was more than a crisis. This was like a collapse we're looking at, and how are they going to put off the collapse, you know? And that's the thing. Well, you know, the only way they can put off a collapse is to put it off to the future. And that's what they did. But it says it left behind crucial questions. Reuters posed several key questions to dozens of investors, policymakers, strategists, and economists, you know, to find out what they thought. And it says the judgment was almost uniformly dismissive to dire. So, you know, we know we're in very bad shape. And they say America must get its fiscal house in order. All right, America must do this. You know, you think America is going to get its fiscal house in order? Here, I don't. And here are some of the problems why it probably won't. This veteran fiscal policy expert is quoted as saying, "It's hard to maintain your influence globally when you can't manage your own country." Well, that's very true. And you see, we're trying to maintain. The USA is a global leader. Wants to remain a global leader, and that's why we spend tons of money we don't have and have continued spending it all these years, getting us to the place we're at now. So, you know, are we a global leader or are we not, and should we be a global leader? But that is not really questioned too much because, you know, the assumption is, of course, we must continue to be a global leader or the whole world will fall apart if the USA is not leading it any longer. Now, here's some other little details. The former chair of Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, who has left the job, said there's no way we can have persistent deficits of the size of this, you know, the size we have that are being predicted for the future, and hope to remain the world's preeminent economic superpower. Well, that's the same thing again. You know, we have to remain this. If we don't deal with these deficits, we will become a much weaker country. Now, this is what we're facing, and this is what the world is facing, and we need to get this very clear. Many Republicans and some Democrats fear that the defense cuts could have the same effect. All right, I have a caller. I'm going to finish this little story and then take the caller when we get back from this short break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager on the Revisionist Report. We're not really talking about revisionism today, but that's all right. I was just saying from this article that I was just quoted this sentence, many Republicans and some Democrats fear that defense cuts could have the same effect. That we would become such a weaker country if we would cut our defense spending, because our defense, it says the Pentagon budget for fiscal year 2010 was $680 billion. A reminder of this one year spending. Reminder of the vast size and reach of America's global military power. Well, my comment here, this is a large reason for the U.S. strength. It depends on this huge military power all over the globe. And this is what we don't want to continue. But for many people, if we don't continue it, it's going to have dire consequences in all kinds of ways. Well, it's certainly going to have consequences, and it would certainly change things. But, this is what needs to be looked at. But I don't think this is really being looked at very carefully, except by someone like Ron Paul. And I'm going to go to a Ron Paul article next. But let me just finish this up and then take the caller. The article goes on to say that describe all the global problems arising from the USA failure to conquer its fiscal problems. Then it says there's no way to curb soaring U.S. debt without confronting three of the biggest drivers of American spending: Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. I thought defense was the biggest spending that we had. But I guess if we can't do that, then we have to go after Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. And I wouldn't mind doing a bit of that, but it depends on how they do it. Now, but it says that this is, you know, this is difficult because of powerful political forces. Very true. So then finally, left unreformed, these three programs, the three I just mentioned, would devour, though, every cent of America's tax revenues by 2047. So just these three, without talking about defense, these three entitlements, by 2047 would devour every cent of America's tax revenue, which is just saying that we cannot go along on this path that we're on. There's no way. And yet, why don't we do something about it? My answer, no will. There is no will to do it because oppositional politics is pulling in two different directions. One wants this, the other wants that, and we're just stuck there. More government stimulus is off the table, that is spending more money. Likewise, tax hikes is off the table, that is taxing people more. I'm not for that. And finally, Romer, this person that I quoted earlier, said a holding pattern is the most likely outcome of this debt debate saga. It deals with the immediate issue of the debt ceiling, but it doesn't face up to our long-term deficit problem. All right, my caller is Paul. Hi, Paul. What do you have to say this morning?
For one, I blew the dust off my checkbook, and I sent $100 into RBN, primarily because of your show and Deanna Spingola's show, which I think are highly tolerant and actually let people speak, unlike many of the mainstream media talk shows who are intolerant of dissenting views. You know, learned a long time ago.
Thank you. Good for you.
Yeah, and I also just let people know I got rid of my cable years ago because I refused to pay $50 a month to basically be called and denigrated and disparaged on a regular basis and propagandized by a bunch of creeps. And so,
Especially propagandized. You know, everybody should get rid of their cable. If they use internet, that's all I use. I have no TV, and I haven't for so long. And I don't see why people pay to get propagandized by that TV screen, and that's all it is. I mean, we get plenty of propaganda even on the internet screen, but you have a much better ability to choose what you want to see, and you can also react on it.
Yeah, well, I consider myself in the elite intellectual classes who, like I consider you and Deanna Spingola, because...
Well, we
figured out that we've been lied to ever since World War II about who the wrong side in the war was. And we live in a country which basically has declared war on its white citizenry and basically is using their Hispanic demographic foot soldiers to flood our towns and take over whole industries and just populate our nation, which isn't a nation anymore. It's just a country. It's just a piece of real estate. I live here. I don't consider it my country anymore.
It's hard. It's very hard to, for me too.
And then they want you, of course, you have to embrace this diversity. You have to embrace this new nation that these globalists concocted in the 1960s when they passed the Immigration Reform Act of 1965 and the Civil Rights Act, where they basically deconstructed this nation and said, let's make a multiracial nation. So in that sense, I consider it ever since I was a child, I've been basically dispossessed of my heritage and my right to be the dominant people in this country. And now I'm basically a pariah. They've written off the country. And yet they always try to come up with propaganda like, I should want to die for this, or I want to serve for this, or sacrifice for this nation, which basically has slated me for extinction, for demographic conquest.
All right. Hold on, Paul. Stay on the line, and we will continue with this when we get back from this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager, and I have Paul from New Jersey on the line, and he's talking about how difficult it is to support this country of the United States, and it used to be the United States of America. I understand it's now just the United States Corporation, but anyway, that's not the topic for this program. But when it is such a mixed up, diverse place, which is really being controlled by an elite that is a totalitarian type of system, to bring it back to my theme that I started with, it is not really a democracy of the people, and they have, by just let me use the word mongrelizing that's not a word that can be said, I think, the population in the way that has been done, you can't come to a clear consensus. So the whole thing is impossible to be a true democracy. So what else would you like to say about that, Paul?
Because they flood our country with people from diverse lands, and then we're coerced to embrace them. Then we have all different self-defined groups. You have feminists, you have homosexuals. You have everybody with their own identity. And so no wonder why we can't win a war overseas, and we should never go to war overseas. We can't even get a consensus in this country. And do you think this country really could be like, you know, put up a united front against an invaded army. No, it would be more like Baghdad or Afghanistan would be our response, because we're so fractionalized, the invading army would not be able to know who's who.
Yeah.
You know, we would be more like a Balkan situation, like, because that's what they've done. They Balkanize us.
Well, yes, that's the term that's used for this type of thing.
Exactly. And I'm supposed to what? Just go along with the agenda? I never.
Well, no, we can't. We can't. So that, therefore, what do we do now? We've had this debt crisis. Now they think they're congratulating themselves because they came to an agreement, which was only to make it worse, to borrow more money, and then we have a presidential election coming up. And you know, I always say, well, I'm not going to participate in this one. But now I've got this report here from Ron Paul, and I fall back on Ron Paul because, you know, I can't help but liking the man. And we're not going to get somebody who's got an answer to everything. But if there's some outside possibility to get someone who has at least got an answer to the fiscal problems, you know, which is a big part of it, and who might make a good showing anyway to, you know, move things a little bit to the right in the thinking of this country, of the people in this country, you know, there might be a reason, although I'm not sending any money to him. I sent money to him in his first round. Was that just 4 years ago, or was that?
Yeah, 4 years.
I guess it was. Yeah. And then he didn't spend it. He didn't use it. Now he says he's not going to run for Congress again. He's just going to go all out for president. Well, you know, I wish him well. And, but I'm not going to send any money, but here is, you know, I did meet him once, and whenever I see him, he gives me a feeling of confidence, you know, a feeling of just a different feeling from all the rest of them. And, another thing is that, I forgot what it was now. So go ahead.
Well, he's a very likable man, and he's very grandfatherly and just very reassuring. So I will vote for him. However, I think he's getting elderly, and so we have to start looking for new people. And Kevin McDonald has been advocating a new group called the American Third Position, A3P.
That's been around for at least over a year. Yeah, I joined it, but I didn't renew my membership. You can put in a plug for that. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying I haven't become a member yet either. But to me, myself, but it sounds like a very promising kind of political entity for us.
Well, it is, but
it's
tiny, 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 and I don't know if they're doing the right things. The fact is they don't have people who are willing to go out and do things. You know, politics is a lot of work. You need huge networks, and you need lots of activity, and you have to have a lot of money to do that. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. It's all based on money. And now these people have no money, and they're not getting in money, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of them that are in there, and you know, without money and without people who are willing to really sacrifice their time and efforts, you can't get very far.
Yeah, but don't forget, many of these people are simpatico with the Tea Party members. And so I think they could just easily, you know, because right now the Tea Party is getting kicked to the curb and kicked in the teeth and totally demonized.
Yes.
And even with Joe Biden opening his mouth yesterday. And so, you know, this is a place for them, too, in the future. I mean, we always have to hold up some type of hope. And we are a big ethnic bloc even still, despite what's been happening with demographics. So, you know, I'm not going to hang it up yet or just have no hope. I need hope. Psychologically, to get through the day, and so I'll put my best intentions towards that group for now, and see what happens. But anyway,
okay.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm just another jaded, disenfranchised white guy out here who basically is constantly kicked to the curb and ignored. And I expect this, you know, this.
Well, I think we need to not look at ourselves that way. I think we need to see our own personal value. And we need to speak up, as you do, Paul, so well. And we need to I think we need to speak in terms of strength, even though of what I was saying. But, I don't I just don't think we should put the emphasis on how badly we're being treated, but we should put the emphasis, like you just said, on how many of us there are and who we are and how intelligent we are and how we are the natural elite. And we need to, not be ashamed of that. And we need to never apologize and so on and so forth. Now, thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah, okay.
And I just want to say here, you know, we need to look at what we believe and stick to what we believe and keep saying it. We can't always be shifting around depending on what the latest news is. So now Ron Paul put out a report yesterday, August 1st. And of course, he's probably putting in a lot of reports now. It's kind of a public, you know, it's has to do with his campaign for presidency. But he says about the debt crisis, I cannot support the reported deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. He says it's good to see debate about it, but he doesn't support it. He's never voted to raise the debt ceiling, and I never will. Now, this is, you know, if all of Congress didn't vote to raise the debt ceiling, what would have happened? Well, we would have found out what was going to happen. But we're not going to find out yet because they did it. And so, how many people would have the courage to not vote to raise the debt ceiling and see what happened, you know, and go with the consequences of that? He says that it's not going to work. Of course, we know that. He says it's going to cut spending by slightly over $900 billion over 10 years. But we have a $1.6 trillion deficit after this year alone. He's saying that this bill will never balance the budget. Of course, balancing the budget is not even an issue anymore in the media. But he still talks about it. And he says that if he's elected, he will in 1 year balance the budget. Where does he say that? Somewhere in here I read. Kind of unbelievable, or he will create a balanced budget. He understands finance. Now, this business about him being a Freemason, if anybody wants to call in about that, you may. I'm really not impressed by that argument. I can't get too excited about all this talk today about Freemasons. Obviously, there's Freemasonry. Obviously, there are people in high positions among this evil elite that are Freemasons. But whether Ron, I don't think Ron Paul is one of these people. I don't think this talk that he is one should bother people that much. So it doesn't bother me. Then again, I think Ron Paul is better than someone like Chuck Baldwin. I can't imagine how anybody would think that Chuck Baldwin could ever become president. And if he did, could ever run the country. These kind of people, at least Ron Paul has a lot of political experience. He's been in government, and you really have to know your way around to do anything, or you have to have been paying attention to it for a long time. So let's see, what else can I say from his article? He says that, in my many years of public service, there have been commissions on everything from Social Security to energy policy, yet not one solution has been produced out of these commissions. Not one solution. So, you know, what is going on here? Is there really an effort for a solution? No, because again, I go back to the idea of will. There's no will for a solution, because any solution is going to be something that is not, cannot be accepted by the people who are running the show. You know, the real solutions would put these people out of business. Now, what's gone wrong in the United States is that the United States has been taken, the control mechanisms have been taken over by Jews. Yeah. And, you know, because you can't say that, you can't deal with the real problem. So we this is, again, a totalitarian system where the media is in control and puts out all the information. As Paul said, he got rid of his cable. And therefore, you only get what they want you to hear. So this is not a free democracy anymore. And we are so blasted with the idea that we can't express any intolerance or any, we can't name any particular group of people as being doing something wrong as a group, that we're not able to tackle the problem that we have. So we're left with this creating commissions and creating, having talks on all these crises and doing this and doing that, in which we don't make any headway. And in fact, in which I think somewhere here, Paul says that the bankers gave themselves, let's see, what should bother Americans most is that under cover of this debt ceiling circus, you know, this whole circus we've been watching about the debt ceiling, we learned from a recent GAO one-time limited audit that the Federal Reserve secretly pumped $16 trillion into American and foreign banks over 3 years. All of the Fed's fat cat cronies were taken care of at the expense of the American public. Well, there's our problem. You see, how do we ever solve this? Because we're being robbed. And if we don't understand that the Fed was created by Jews, it's run by Jews, even though there's some non-Jews in there, then we can never get a handle on any of this. So we have to go outside the system. Of course, Ron Paul is not going to talk about Jews, but he does indirectly by saying these things that he's saying. He says, to put that into perspective, our entire national debt is $14.5 trillion, and our annual deficit, that which we can't cover, will be about $1.6 trillion, meaning the Federal Reserve created and appropriated more than our entire national debt to banks around the world in a few short years. So why are we having this terrible crisis today? Because of what's been taking place recently under the Obama administration and, of course, under the George Bush administration. It began and took hold more than ever before. So he says, and now George Bush got 8 years through election fraud. And Obama, if he gets 8 years, it's going to be through election fraud, too, or at least media manipulation. So, again, back to totalitarianism, you know, we are not being given a free choice, and we don't have a free debate to discuss these things. So he says, we've been fighting in Congress these past few weeks over raising our debt ceiling by $2 trillion, an amount the Fed secretly gave away to just one big bank. They gave that to one bank, and we've had all this talk and all this attention in the media over, and all our Congress being all caught up in it for several weeks or a month over this amount that the Fed is just giving away. This is piddly amounts to that group. So let's see. Looks like I have some callers. Wow! All of a sudden, there's three. Let's take Mona from California. She's probably going to talk about this. What I said about the Freemasonry. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Carolyn. I was going to talk about the Masons, but I want to ask you a question, which I think is more important, and because I don't have the answer to it. And if we can't, then let's try to figure it out. If we neither one of us know, the question is: to whom do we pay the interest on the national debt? Whose pocket does that go into?
Who do we pay the interest on the national debt? I can't answer that right off.
Right. That's what we don't know.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we need to know. Now, if it goes into the Federal Reserve banking system, then we have a right to know, to have a complete audit of the Federal Reserve, which we don't have and never have had. At least even as far, I mean, especially any international transactions. At 1 year, there was so much pressure on them that they did give us an audit, but it didn't include their international transactions. Now, they're acting as a trustee to the United States. A trustee has an obligation to furnish to the trustor a complete audit once a year. They've never given us an audit.
Yes, true. The answer to your question could be answered by Ron Paul. And you should write to him and ask him. And we all should, I suppose, because that's why I have a faith in him more than anyone else, because he can answer those questions. And I bet half these senators have no idea, or these congressmen.
Right.
They can't answer anything, and they don't even bother themselves with it. Their staff reads these reports, gives them a report on it, and then they vote really according to where their allegiance is within the party. You know, if they're loyal party members, if they're, you know, kind of independent minded or whatever. But, you know, mostly that's how it works. It's just plain stupid.
So I think until we find out who we're paying it to, we should cut down the deficit by not paying the interest to people we don't know who they are, except if it's them, they owe us an audit first.
Well, obviously, Ron Paul has plans like that. That's why he says he would change things within a year. And he probably is more serious about what his promises than others. Okay, we'll be right. Hold on, Mona. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and Mona is on the phone. Mona, why don't you hold on, stay on the phone, and if you're still there, and let's bring on Barry. He's in California, too, and maybe he has an answer to your question. Plus, I've brought up a website that might have the answer. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Barry. Is Barry still there? Well,
hello.
Let's see. Oh, there he is. Okay, hi.
That wasn't me, it was the station. You have to look at the 14th Amendment. If you listen to Obama, he said he was going to revoke the 14th Amendment. And then the 14th Amendment We're all 14th Amendment U.S. citizens, okay, unless you take yourself out of the system. But because you are a 14th Amendment citizen, it says, if you look at the 14th Amendment, it says that we cannot question the debt, period. You need to look at that.
Really?
That's why they brought in the 14th Amendment, which is we have a corporate constitution, the generic constitution. They pushed it aside, and when Lincoln revamped the government Reconstruction Act, we have what we have today. We don't have a president. We have a CEO of the corporation. So every president.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
But look at the 14th Amendment. Another thing I was going to bring up.
That 14th Amendment really needs to be repealed. That's one of the first things that needs to happen.
It was never ratified.
There you go. I've read that too.
The 14th Amendment has never been ratified.
Ah. Well, there's a lot to do.
if you talk to Deanna Spingola, she talks about this also.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, people, we need to educate the people. If the people knew all this,
lot of the people, I'm so tired of hearing that, Barry. A lot of the people are not educable. You know, that's just plain true. So the people. We need to find people who are educable and educate them.
Well, that's what I do, Karen. When I talk to people that are willing to listen, the ones that
don't. Yeah, I know. I'm not yelling at you. This whole thing about the people, that's what Paul was talking about, and I agree with him that, you know, the American people today, who are they? You can't even talk about an American people and know what you're talking about.
I mean,
and I hate to sound racist, and it's not that. It's just, it's really about people intelligent enough to live and function in a democracy.
Well,
which you need that. Go ahead.
Carolyn, just look at what's going on with this debt thing. Come on. Are we that dumb? They knew what they were doing, Carolyn. They already knew at the beginning of the debt. We're just going to play along. We're going to play along with this. Like, we're fighting back and forth, and we're going to make a deal at the last minute. They're not fooling me. Okay? And Ron Paul knows what was going on. He doesn't agree with it, but he had to go along with the game also because.
Well, he's not going along with the game in saying anything positive about it. But what can one man do?
He had to go along with it till the end, and he doesn't agree with it. Okay, but the thing is, Carolyn, until we get enough people that understand like we do, nothing's going to change.
Well, all right, so let's get clear when we talk about the people. What people? Because there are a lot of people in the United States, although you never know. You know, I mean, I'm not making sweeping statements about, you know, groups of people, because there are people in every group that are intelligent and caring and pay attention and could be valuable, could help in this whole enterprise. Right?
Well, that's why we got to keep this station going. And we have to keep this station going so that we can continually wake people up that will be willing to listen. But really, you need to look at the 14th Amendment, and it says that we are not allowed.
Okay, all right, Barry. Yeah, you're right. We do need to keep this station going. That's a good way to close. We have to go for now. Come back tomorrow for a great...